This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. International efforts to broker a ceasefire between Israel and U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas have suffered a setback as Israel reportedly recalled its negotiating team. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday accused Hamas of hobbling the high-stakes negotiations by sticking to quote-unquote delusional demands. Netanyahu's remarks raised concerns over the fate of the talks. On the ground in Gaza on Wednesday, Palestinians began evacuating the main hospital in the southern town of Khan Yunis, isolated after weeks of deadly fighting. Israel faced growing international pressure on Wednesday to hold off on a planned assault on the last refuge for displaced Palestinians in southern Gaza. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has more.
The World Health Organization's representative for the West Bank and Gaza, Richard Peeperkorn, said an offensive in Rafah could overwhelm its already overburdened health system.
Military activities in this area, this densely populated areas, would be, of course, an unfathomable catastrophe and an enormous, would even further expand the humanitarian disaster beyond imaginations.
Israel says it takes steps to minimize civilian casualties and accuses Hamas fighters of hiding among civilians, including in hospitals and shelters, something the militant group denies.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Families of Israelis held hostage by Hamas since October 7th urged the International Criminal Court on Wednesday to ensure justice for their loved ones and to help bring them home. Standing in the rain, families and activists waved Israeli flags and chanted, "Bring them home now.
Bring them home now.
Bring them home now.
Bring